Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Home Sweet Home, written by Mandy Magro and read by Miranda Nation. For my family, Billy, Chloe, and our spoilt rotten pooch, Sophie, together we make our house a home. I love you all so very much. Life is a never-ending journey of discoveries, both heartwarming and heart-wrenching. It's our perception that makes all the difference. Prologue. I love you so much, my gorgeous wife. Zachary's voice was a soft whisper. His English accent was still strong, even though he'd called Australia home for almost half his life. Her heart buoyant, Sienna Lewis met the eyes of the man who had been by her side for 12 beautiful years. I love you too, Zach, with all my heart. Resting her head back, she hummed softly to the Adam Brand song playing on the radio. It wasn't often she heard country music in the big smoke of Brisbane. But then again, it had been a week filled with wonderful surprises. So what was one more? Life couldn't get much better. Squished up beside her in the taxi, Zach was looking at her with nothing but love in his eyes. Smiling from her soul, she brushed a kiss over his cheek as she cuddled their daughter to her other side. All their dreams were about to come true. Finally, after countless emails and mountains of stress, their loan had been approved. They were soon to be proud owners of a 20-acre property on the outskirts of Port Douglas in far north Queensland. And, after trying for what had felt like forever, they were going to be parents again. The home pregnancy test had been positive, and Sienna's doctor had confirmed it. They couldn't be happier. The impromptu dinner at their favourite Italian restaurant had been a wonderful way to celebrate the news they'd prayed to hear. Pleasantly exhausted, she rested her head on Zach's shoulder. The taxi driver manoeuvred through the traffic, a little too fast for her liking, but given the tetchy mood he appeared to be in, she wasn't about to ask the man to slow down. Fingers entwined with her husband's on one side and her 7-year-old daughter's on the other, she begrudgingly untwined them when her phone's message tone chimed from the depths of her handbag on the floor of the taxi. She unclipped her seatbelt to reach her bag, but Zach beat her to it. With a grin, he dug out her phone and passed it to her, and taking it from his hand, she glanced down to read the message from her cousin Kira. It was one of congratulations, with a line of emojis beneath. Her gaze was torn from the screen when the car swerved. Sudden brightness had her glancing to her left, to see headlights careering straight for them. A sharp breath caught in her throat. Instinctively, she turned to Zara, went to reach for her to protect her. A long moment passed. Metal struck and crushed. Glass shattered. Suddenly she was lurching through mid-air, her body jarring with crushing impact as her skin shredded against the bitumen. Something landed beside her. She tried to call out, but words refused to form. She fought to blink away the haziness blurring her vision. But before she could focus, the mayhem and noise, the wail of distant sirens, swirled, echoed, and then stopped as she tumbled into suffocating blackness. Chapter 1. Fortitude Valley, Brisbane. Her heart heavy, Sienna read the cheery saying printed on the coffee mug in her hand. Yesterday.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?